a lot more aware when it comes to cleanliness. Maybe you're using that hand sanitizer much more frequently, or you, in fact, you're using it. I mean, they're just some of the changes in mindset, I think, that we're starting, well, we've seen for the past 6 weeks, maybe more, given coronavirus. My next guest, Leslie DeLemy, looks closely at the work environment in general. She also helps people establish new and emerging careers. I wonder, too, if we might have a bit more overall respect for the work that cleaners do. Let's have a chat and find out. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
If we're looking at the work environment and the degree of cleanliness now associated with it, what do you think we'll be seeing, or what are we seeing, and what will we continue to see?
I think we will judge people a lot more harshly on their cleanliness and general appearance. I feel that will be secretly checking off whether we think they're well groomed, whether they have any habits where they're not perhaps wiping down their surfaces or keeping the areas cleaned. I know for me, when I'm out and about, either getting a takeaway coffee or some essential in the shops, I pay more attention to what people are touching or how they're doing, especially when I get to the checkout, for example. I want to make sure that the person that I'm interacting with on the other side of that till is well-groomed and looking after the space that they're in from a cleanliness perspective.
Do you think it's the end of people like me and the untidy desk? I will be shamed to the point that I will tidy my desk up a bit more with papers, clear them out.
Well, I'm actually quite a messy person on my desk as well. And as the boss in our organisation, I've found myself making sure my desk appears a lot cleaner, because I think people will just be a bit more cautious to enter spaces where they feel that it's perhaps not as clean as it should be. People are wiping down surfaces, whereas before your common worker might leave their desk a month before they give it a little wipe down. So I think people are just in general a little bit more just concerned with how their spaces are portrayed to other people and, in fact, their own friendliness and well-being in that space.
Do you think it'll, and we've spoken about this a little bit, but the office layout, do you think that, well, and general workplace layouts, more to the point, will we see changes there, do you think?
I certainly feel we will. I actually am in the process of moving offices or looking to change our workspace, and where previously I would just put people in cubicles where they would face each other and sort of have no space. Space has sort of come a need to have rather than a nice to have. So when we're looking at office design, I think, okay, so I have to move people to have 1.5 metres either side of them to ensure that if there is another breakout, that our office can remain open and remain safe throughout anything that might come our way. So I know people have been talking about commercial spaces and how they're not going to be needed. I think those that need that space will actually need a lot more of it, so we can ensure that people aren't crammed into the small areas that perhaps we were fitting them in previous to this.
My guest this morning on ABC Radio Perth and WA, Leslie DeLemy, who looks at work environments, also emerging careers as well. It was interesting, Leslie. I went for a little stroll down the beach to put my toe in the water yesterday, which was quite coolish. But as I was walking out back to my car, a woman probably about 10 metres away sneezed. And like it didn't bother me. And she went to great pains to point out that everything was all right. She was fine. And it's funny, isn't it, how you wouldn't have dreamt of that happening 6 months ago. What about cleaners? Because cleaners do, often do a lot of hard yakka that isn't greatly recognised. How do you think we'll perceive cleaners in the future? And hopefully that will be reflected in terms of what they're paid.
Yes, so I actually employ cleaners as a part of my day job, let's say. So I've seen a higher demand for cleaners. We've employed 200 additional cleaners over the past 8 weeks. So I think definitely they're going to be more sought after in a lot of spaces. The respect thing, I think, will come from within. I think rather and people sort of shying away from saying I'm a cleaner, they'll say, yeah, I'm a cleaner, I'm an essential service. And I've actually helped a lot of organisations stay open during the pandemic, and that respect piece will shine from the, within them. I think a lot of other people, like for me personally, I respect the cleaner through the CEO because everyone's just as important as each other to make sure things are working.
But you sort of know what I mean, where cleaners.
Yeah.
Well, along with other, well, it's not just cleaners. But.
No, I think essential services will more, that proudness will shine from within them and they can stand tall and say, I'm one of the only jobs that lasted through this, and people need to respect what I do because obviously in times like this it becomes important and it should remain that way moving forward.
Let's hope so. And there are some silver linings that come out of this, and one is a greater awareness of hygiene. Let's hope it long continues. Leslie, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Ray.
All right, Leslie Delimi giving us a bit of a take on cleanliness and the way things, perceptions are changing.
The best entertainment is yours to stream free on ABC iView.
You, you're with me.
With collections of the biggest titles.
Kindness and love can change a man.
Complete seasons of dramas like Killing Eve and High Fidelity.
There might be more here than you thought.
Fun with Hard Quiz and Spicks and Specs, as well as true crime, docos, current affairs and lifestyle programs.
Up for a game?
ABC iView, yours to stream.
Morning, it's 10 to 6, got some weather for you on its way. It's been a pretty cool start to the day in Perth. Got to, I think, 5 we got to at one stage. Thank you for the texters who are just confirming it is Rusty who rides a scooter. I know John Beale took great offence when I mentioned that he might have ridden a scooter, but he doesn't. Rides a motorbike. This on the text line on 0437 922 720. We've also been talking about an unusual story that featured in the 5 o'clock news that for some reason got dropped from the 5:30 headlines, that a South Korean football club apologizes for filling its stands, grandstands, with what in inverted commas they call sex dolls. They just look like mannequins to me, but I have had a lot of experience in the other area. This, or any for that matter, this on the text line says, I love South Korean football story. Will they feature in the soccer highlights? Best story I've heard for a long time. Well, there seems to be one of the more prominent sports stories around at the moment, for want of a better way of putting it. This text says, saying a motorbike rider is a scooter rider is like saying Kiwi is an Australian. Not just not good. A sports tourer is the difference. It is like it says, the difference between race bike but a little bit more comfortable. That's what Jonathan rides, apparently. Cash has tweeted a picture of Jonathan's bike, by the way, if you're interested in that. Andrew says, I've always respected cleaners in the workplace. If you look down at the cleaner, that wouldn't be good. I'll paraphrase. Well, that is true. I think that there's a respect for perhaps a renewed, let's put it that way, a renewed and more obvious respect for a number of occupations now, I think. Nurses, I reckon in particular, medicos, teachers, I think, and cleaners, and some others, I'm sure.